Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Ye. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're going to leave one day. Some of us going to get promoted, some going to be fired. Everybody going to be happy. Come on,
check it.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus. And all the things that Egypt still doing to us, and Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people ever, all they do is laugh at me. They just blew lamb, getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got weed priors and be my desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about
new cars, new frames, no doubt. I'm watching chain, but
they don't really know about it.
New employer, 2 week notice out on Mangamora. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness and queers. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job I get is better, whatever. My key provides for me through any endeavors. I took my stony heart and exchanged it for meekness. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fool, keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand. And if you just follow by the rules, insubordination, the reason you stuck in the same spaces. So praise Almighty Yah, watch your wicked start decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my applause. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about Yah.
New cars, new frames, no belt, home watch and chain. But
they don't really know about Yah.
Who's this, who's that, what's that, silk crap, who raps, but
they don't really know.
But so see,
they don't really know about Yah.
Come on, man. I don't care what you say, man. I'm out of here. Come on, man. Say,
they don't really know about Yah.
Hear what y'all talking about, man. I'm gonna sing this all day, all night. Gonna march out of Babylon saying,
they don't really know about Yah.
To the east, to the east, say,
they don't really know.
Say, to the north, to the north, say, to the south, to the south, say, come on, Christians, Christians, say, you don't really know about Yah.
Hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and may Yahweh be magnified. I praise the mighty Yahweh this day that I'm able to come before the people today and bring forth his true unadulterated word. And my name is Moray Naphtali Israel, here out of Cincinnati, Ohio at 1907 Vine Street. And it's a blessing to be here on Nothing But the Truth radio blog. Hallelujah. And today we're going to be dealing with the sequel, the seven, the complete order of Yah. And what we're talking about his order of his requirements, the requirements of Yah. And if you've been tuning in, you heard the first one, which is fear Yah. You heard the second one, which is walking in all his ways. And now I'm going to present to you the third one, which is love him. And let's go to that scripture, Deuteronomy 10. For those that's new tuning in and never seen this scripture before,
In Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, starting at the 12th verse, it says, "Now, Israel, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of thee, but to fear him, to fear Yahweh, the Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and then to serve Yahweh, the Elohim, with all your heart, and you're going to serve Yahweh, the Elohim, with all your soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day, for thy good." Hallelujah. And as it was presented to you, the first requirement of Yah is to fear him. And you have to fear the Most High, because the scripture says that the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of Yah is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of Yah is the foundation. And so once you fear Yah, since it's the beginning of knowledge, it's the beginning of wisdom, this is when the Most High begins to allow you to start learning. Because to walk in Yahweh's ways, to even get to that step, you have to start learning the ways of Yah. And yes, you can fear Yah, you can be a good person. And that's who the Most High is looking for, good people, before they even introduce to the Most High, before they even know the Most High. He's looking for good people that have a genuine good heart, that has the law already within them, and they just refuse to go against the grain that's within themselves. They refuse to disrespect their parents, and they refuse to just be a vagabond. They refuse to just be a thief and a murderer. And they don't even know the Most High. The Most High is looking for these good people. And when they see poor people, they grieved. They open their pockets and their hands. And you got a lot of people that just don't know the Most High yet, but they still have these good things in them. But once you get the fear of Yah, this is when he begins to teach you about his ways. And now you can walk in his ways. And it's a good scripture in a book of Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, the 9th verse. It says, two are better than one. So you know, when you get to the second step, you got fear Yah, and now you're walking in his ways. You know this is better. Now you're getting somewhere. You're increasing. Because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. And it's just giving you an example that two is better than one. $2 is better than $1. We can take that case scenario and put it to a lot of examples. Two is just better than one. And then it says in the 11th verse, this is just another example. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And Yahweh said it's not good that a man should be alone. And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord, though. Now we're getting to three. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. So, yeah, two is better than one. But by the time you get to three, it's even better. Because this not easily broken. And we know that three represents Yahweh's messenger. The Most High establishes his messenger with three. And why is the third requirement is to love the Most High? Well, I can understand when you get to two, then now your walk is being established with Yah. But by the time you get to three, now your relationship, your heart is beginning to be established with Yah. So you can't stop with one and two. And there's examples in the scriptures that show you that there was men that feared the Most High. Feared the Most High. And I'm glad I just thought of that scripture in the midst of this presentation. And I didn't even write it down. But I got to get it for you real quick. This is an example to show you a man that feared the Most High, did that which was right in Yahweh's eyes. And brother, help me out. Where is that? No, that's not Ezekiel 18. But if it is, and we're going to find that verse for you in the midst of this presentation. But yes, this man, his heart at the end of the day was not with the Most High. He was a king. He feared the Most High. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yah, but Yah said, man, his heart wasn't with me. He didn't get to that third step to really love the Most High. Because when you begin to love the Most High, your heart is with the Most High. This is why when you read, and before I go back to Deuteronomy, since I'm in Ecclesiastes, I want to go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And like you said, we've been teaching that there's a time and season for everything. For everything. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. But watch what it says in Ecclesiastes 3 and 8. It's a time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And the question I will ask the people, do you believe that there is a time to hate Yah? We know the Most High said love him. But is there a time and season where we are to hate the Most High? And undoubtedly, the 110% answer is no. There is never no time. There is never no season. Thank you, brother. There's no time nor season. There is no purpose. That serves no purpose to hate the Most High. That's the only thing that I can think of that you don't have no time and season, no purpose in when it comes to hating Yah. This is how you know when the Most High said love him, this is a different kind of love. This is not the same love as far as loving your children and loving your wife and loving your husband and loving your dog and your cat. This is a different kind of love because this is a love for the Most High Yah. And when you love your children, that love come with two different spectrums sometimes. When you love your wife, it comes with two different spectrums. But with Yah, his love is only one. It's only one way to love Yah. And there is no two sides to it. It's one way. And I'm going to show you. Go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Since the Most High said, fear me, walk in my ways. And he said, you got to love me. Love Yah. And if you don't love Yah, my goodness, you're missing the major part of the law. And we all say we law keepers, but if you don't love Yah, you done broke one of the greatest laws. In Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, the first verse says, therefore, thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments all wait. There is not a time, there is not a season, there is not a purpose under heaven that gives you the justification to stop loving Yah, to stop keeping his laws, his statutes and judgments, his charge and his commandments. And he says, know ye in the second verse this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known, which have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand and his stretched out arm, his miracles, his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt, unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land, and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses, unto their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you. and how Yahweh destroyed them unto this day. And Yahweh did all of that, not just for his name's sake, but he did it for the sake of how much he loved us, his people. And see, the Most High really, really loved his people. And I have to shine a light on how much Yahweh loves us, because this will give you the inspiration on why we should be loving Yah. And if we love Yah, he's going to give us a special kind of love. Special love. You know how your parents, you might be the black sheep. You might be the son that just don't never want to do right, but they still love you. But you just don't get that special love. When you get that new car when you turn 16, when you get that cake on your birthday, that special love. Nah, when you ain't doing good, you get hard love then. But we want that special love from y'all, right? And listen, let's keep reading in this chapter. Let's skip down to about the 13th verse. And it shall come to pass,
if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Yahweh your Elohim.
To love Yah, the Most High is going to keep driving this in your heart, your mind, your soul. We got to love the Most High.
And to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul.
Because love is an action word. Love is an action word. That's how every time you will see the Most High talking about loving him, the next thing that comes behind it is serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. Because once you begin to love the Most High, it becomes real. Love is not just a talk. Love is an action. And what else does it read?
That I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other Elohim, and worship them, and then Yah's wrath be kindled against you.
Yeah, don't let your heart be deceived, because Yahweh is looking for the love from his people, and the love comes from the heart. And as soon as your heart is deceived, the Most High knows that you don't love him. The only way the Most High knows that your heart is not deceived is, and the only way that Yahweh knows that you love him is when your heart is not deceived. And there's a lot of things that can deceive you. And all these things that will deceive your heart got one thing in common. It's called vanity. These are the things that will deceive your heart. And idols, false gods, these are vanity. Go ahead.
And then Yahweh's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless she perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes.
And listen, the Most High says, so therefore you should lay up these words in your heart. Because what I'm going to show you today, the Most High said love him. And what my objective is today, my job as a servant of Yah is to teach you how to love Yah. Since he said love him, well, how do you do it? How do you put it in literal action? And sometimes we think it's just keeping the commandments. Sometimes we think it's just fear Yah and walk in his ways. But no, that's not the whole nutshell of when it comes to loving Yah. It's specific knowledge and understanding that you have to know that describes and shows you that, man, this is loving Yah. This is loving Yah. And he said, lay up these my words in your heart. Pay attention to that. lay up these words in your heart. And then he says, in 19th version, you shall teach them diligently to your children.
Speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers to give them.
And this how it looks when you love Yah. The Most High is breaking it down for you. Lay up these, my words. Teach them to your children. When you sit in the house, speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Write them upon the door of your post and upon your gate. This is how it looks, the love of the Most High. If I come into a man's house that said he loved Yah, but I don't see the word of Yah on the gates, I don't see the word of Yah on the post of the doors, I don't see the word of Yah just all around the house. And then I come in and I don't even hear the words of Yah speaking. We might be missing out on Yahweh's love. This is why the Most High he's angered, because he loves us, but he's not getting the love in return. Go over to, keep reading.
That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will Yahweh drive out all these nations from before you.
Yes, he said to love me, to walk in my ways, and to cleave unto me. And how do you cleave unto Yah? See, when you love someone, you're going to cleave unto them. You're going to depend on them. You're going to lean on them. You're going to cleave to that person. And this is what love, true love, is going to cause you to do. True love is not going to, if you put it in a regular situation with man and woman, true love is not going to have your feet out the house. It's going to have your feet in your house. True love is not going to have you away from your family. True love is going to have you with your family. You don't never want to be out of the sight of your family. And when you do, you got to get out the sight. You're kissing and hugging. You're like, man, I praise Yah. I can't wait to see you again. This is how true love looks. And you know what? Yahweh said we done forgotten him days without number. We get up in the morning, don't talk to Yah, don't think about Yah. We don't talk about his words to the kids. We go all day, and we just do that days without number, because we ain't learned how to love the Most High. Of course, the Most High is not literally, physically sitting in your living room. He's not literally, physically walking by you and sitting in your car. So someone's like, well, how can I cleave to Yah when he's all the way in heaven and I'm here? Well, I'm about to show you. He's already showing you. You cleave to Yah by cleaving unto his words. If you cleave to his words, you cleaving unto Yah. You always speaking about his words when you're sitting down, when you rise up. You got it on the post. You got it on the gates. You got it upon the palm of your hand. This is what you call cleaving unto Yah. If you trust in Yah, well, then you trust in his word. You believe in Yah, well, then you believe in his word. You love Yah, well, you love his word. Your relationship with Yah is based on his word. You fear Yah? Well, you better take heed to these words. You walking in Yah's ways? Well, you better be learning Yah's words, because that's the only way you're going to walk in his ways. Go over to Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. Start at verse 1.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other Elohim, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet.
And why not? You better not hearken to the words of that prophet. See, you fear the Most High. Now you're walking in his ways. But the Most High is now going to test you. Because the third step is to love the Most High. So, but now the Most High is going to throw a test out there just to see what. He really said, for Yahweh Elohim proveth you.
For Yahweh your Elohim proveth you to know whether you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul.
He's just trying to prove and see if you love Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. And that's the only way to love the Most High. Love don't exist without the heart and soul. Love come from first the heart. And then you will see it take fruition to the soul. Because you can see what the hands is doing. You can see what the mouth is doing. You can see what the feet is doing just because the love that's in the heart. This is where the love come from. So the Most High might see a prophet, a false prophet that's talking about dreams. He might send a man that can bring forth a magic trick, make you think he got some kind of powers or something. But the Most High is just testing you to see if you love him. And watch this in the fourth verse. Ye shall walk after Yahweh, your Elohim. Once you start building this relationship with Yah, once you fear and you walking in Yahweh's ways, you got to establish your relationship with the Most High. This is why love him is the third requirement, because now you are establishing something that's great, and that's a personal relationship with Yah. And all Yahweh's servants has went through the process and been tested, and Yahweh has mounted them up with love and kindness. You know why? Because these individuals love him. And no matter the adversities they went through, the Most High seen in their heart, even when times got rough and hard, and it wasn't so easy, and they wasn't just being rejoicing and joyful, but Yahweh still seen in their heart that this man still loved me. Because look at him. He's down in the trenches, but he still ain't turned to no other God. He's down in the trenches. He still ain't went and slept with nobody's wife. He's down in the trenches. He still ain't eat no swine. And I can see him still talking about my word, thinking about my word. I can hear his heart. Ye shall walk after Yahya Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments, obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. That's it. And you cleave unto him by just hearkening to his voice. If you come in with another voice and some other words to me, my goodness, my lifeline, my whole being is based on only one voice and one word, and that's Yah's. And if you said telling me something else, I don't care what magic tricks you can do. If it ain't consistent with the word of my Yah, it is a wrap. Let's go over to Deuteronomy 6th chapter. The fourth verse.
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one Yahweh, and thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Thou shalt love Yah with all your heart and with all your soul, because there is no loving Yah without your heart and soul. If you got a heart and soul, and if you love Yah, your heart and soul is going to show us some special things. Your heart and soul is going to show us some works. We're going to see that you love the Most High. If you love your wife, your heart and soul is going to exemplify. If you beating on your wife, you beating your children with no measure, you just taking your frustrations and stress out on them. This is not the heart and soul love. This is not true love. See, the Most High, when he correct with measure. But when we correct, it don't have no love in it. But we don't know how to love. We don't know how to love ourselves. We don't know how to love Yah. And we don't even know how to love one another. I taught a presentation before on the Sabbath day that love comes with honor and respect. True honor. True respect. Not this false honor. And I'm going to show you about this false honor. But thou shalt love Yah with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you know where might comes from? Might is a spirit of wisdom. And once you fear Yah, you walk in his ways, you love him. Therefore, you're going to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. And then you're going to be keeping these commandments and statutes. And that's where the might comes from. It comes from the commandments and statutes. Because the commandments and statutes of Yah is your wisdom, is your understanding in the sight of the nations. The commandments and the statutes is your might. And continue on into the sixth verse.
And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and talk of them when you sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Yeah, because see, the Most High is trying to drive into our heart right now. These words shall be in your heart right now. And if they're in your heart, and it's only one way to keep them and dig them into your heart. First, you got to put it in your heart. Then you got to keep it in your heart. And you got to keep it there. Because at the moment that you stop doing the things that's necessary to keep it there, that's when the heart is falling. And you got to dig it in and grain it into the hearts of your children by teaching it diligently to them, talking of them when thou sittest in your house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou rises up. Ain't no reason why we shouldn't know the plagues that Yahweh sent upon Egypt. When the whole reason he did the plagues upon Egypt is so we can tell our children how mighty and terrible that Yahweh is for them. So they can build their confidence in Yah. Ain't no reason why we should know the Ten Commandments and our children like the back of our hand. Ain't no reason why we should know these covenants. The foundation of this word, there is no reason why we should know it. You got to get the foundation. Talk is them when you walk by the way, when thou liest down, when thou rises up, and bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of your house, on your gates, because this is how you love Yah. This is how you love the Most High. Look in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. If you want to show Yah you love him, well, you better open up your book right now and start reading his word. And everything you allow to understand, take a moment and say, praise Yah. Breathe it in as you read. The Most High said, this is life. This is your life. And Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, start at verse 1.
And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither Yahweh thy Elohim hath driven thee, and shall return unto Yahweh thy Elohim.
See, this is what's going to happen. We're going to return ourselves to Yah, You know why? Because we're going to know how to do it. We're going to know how to return to Yah. No, we can't climb up a ladder to heaven, but we can return unto Yah. Uh-huh.
And shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day.
This is how you return unto Yah. You got to start obeying his voice. And he took his voice and put it in this book. And praise Yahweh for that. Because now we don't have to just listen to another man tell us what Yahweh said. I can proof check you. If you come to me and tell me what Yahweh said, well, all I got to do is go to the book and see if your mouth is consistent with Yah's mouth. And if your mouth is consistent with Yah's mouth, well, then I'm going to praise Yahweh with you and I'm going to listen to you. To keep reading?
Thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thine soul.
Because this is how you love Yah. You love Yah by obeying his voice. You do according to his commandments, with all your heart, with all your soul.
That then Yahweh thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whither Yahweh thy Elohim hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will Yahweh thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And Yahweh thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And Yahweh thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed, to love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul.
See, this is what's going to happen. See, we're trying to break up our fallow ground. We're trying to get ourselves to a certain place. But of course, we can't heal ourselves totally from the sickness that's within us. But you better put in your 100% effort. Because if you do, you're going to come close to healing yourself. And the Most High is going to see you and he's going to accept you, because he know you done did everything that you're supposed to do, and now he can come in and take you to rest. It's like you have a little kid. He's not capable to do everything. He's just a little 2-year-old. I got a 2-year-old son. I tell him, clean up. Put your toys in a box. He can do what he can understand to do. And once I seen that he's went to the full potential of his understanding, then I'll come and finish the rest. But I praise Yah and give thanks to my son and love him when he does to his full potential. And that's what we have to do. We have to reach our full potential. Don't focus on trying to be better than somebody else. Focus on just being the best you that you can be. And that's what you want to do. You want to be at your best. And don't worry about somebody else's best. As long as you're at your own best, well, then you're good with Yah. And as long as we all good with Yah, that's the goal. I want everybody to be good with Yah. All of us to be good with Yah. And if your good is just a little better than mine's, well, praise Yah. Let me show you how you love Yah. The Most High has already shown you that. Listen, to love him, you have to love his word. And it has to be with all your heart and with all your soul. It's only your heart and soul that's going to lead you to his word and start reading. It's your heart and soul that's going to cause you to start teaching your children diligently every day when they rise, when you walk by the way, when you sit down, when you lie down. Your heart and soul is going to do this. And this is how love looks. Your heart and soul is going to take that hammer and nail and put that word on the doorpost and on the gate. Your heart and soul is going to put that word on your hand. And see, if you love Yah, you also love this. Go to the book of Psalms 69. And you know what? One more thing before I read the Psalm 69, because I wanted to show you before we even went here that sometimes you can be walking in a way that you're supposed to, and sometimes you might fear. But when you don't get to the plateau of loving Yah and serving Him with all your heart and soul, this is when, at the end of the day, and the scriptures teaches us, better is the end of the matter than the beginning. And at the end of the matter, if you don't love Yah, my goodness, everything has been in vain. And let me show you two scriptures. First Chronicles 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 1 and 2. This is not the end of the matter that you want to have at the end of your matter. You don't want to have this. And the end of this matter is written in a book. 2 Chronicles 25. Verse 1 and 2.
Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem.
29 years he was ruling.
And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh.
My goodness, he did that which was right?
But not with a perfect heart.
But not with a perfect heart. His heart wasn't perfect. And it's only one way your heart ain't perfect with Yah, and that's because you don't love the Most High. As King David did. King David loved Yah. Yahweh used King David as a testimony of how a man should love the Most High. We all should be loving Yah just as much as David did. If you read about our lives like we read about King David's life, we should be making as many sacrifices. We should be dancing just as much. We should be singing just as much and praising Yah just as much as David did. Because that's how you love Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. His heart and soul was dancing and singing all the time. And he was giving sacrifices, just taking his treasuries and chambers and emptying them to serve and praise Yah. But here today, we got to get back to the love of Yah. Because every time we come before the Most High Yah, and we're in the land of our captivity, we're in the land of our enemies. And the Most High said, we're in the land of the worst of the enemies here in America. And the Most High done gave us a little sanctuary of habitation where we can come to praise His name, and we'll come empty-handed. And make all kind of excuses of why we can't pay tithes. We'll make all kind of excuses why we can't keep the Sabbath day. Why we can't keep this feast day and that feast day. And why we can't do this and that. This is the same spirit that our people had back in the days. For some reason, they just don't love the Most High. Therefore, they don't want to serve Yah with all their heart and soul. And I'm going to show you that this is the reason Yahweh kicked us out the land. This is the reason the Most High said, listen, see, if you love me, I'm going to open up the heavens. I'm going to rain down the blessings. And you're going to get the fruit. The cattle going to have the grass. But that ain't the only thing that was raining down. The Most High was continuing to rain down knowledge, wisdom. Because we can't prosper without it. But at the point Yahweh closed them heavens from knowledge and wisdom, next thing you know, we kicked about the land. Let me show you this other scripture. In Isaiah 29th chapter, verse 13. So you got some people out here, they vegans. They got their fringes on. They keep the Sabbath day. They might be doing a lot of things that, man, this man doing right in the sight of Yah. But is your heart perfect with Yah? Isaiah 29, verse 13.
Wherefore, Yahweh has said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me.
They done removed their heart far from Yah. And at the end of the day, you can speak a good game, talk a good game, and sometimes you can be walking a good game too, because a lot of people know if you're just talking about it, it ain't going to be but 5 seconds, we're going to see that you're phony. And some people, they don't want to be seen, like my brother said, they don't want to be on the scene looking like a package of baloney. Just the lowest meat. They don't want to be seen like that. So you know what? They're going to walk with it. They're going to talk with it. But I'm going to show you, when you know somebody loving Yah, it ain't just a walk and a talk. Go to Psalm 69:36. And I be laughing, man, because you know why? I talk to my father all the time, Moray Ashaya, the elder Moray of the House of Israel here in 1907 Vine Street. And he's your original host of Nothing But the Truth. Talk to him all the time. And I get on the phone with my brother Isha, Moray Isha, all the time. And I tell you, and especially my father, you get on the phone with him, he gets your ear. You want to talk about Yah, he will get you. Because I'm telling you, he love it. And you can just hear it on the phone. You don't want to just, if you don't want to talk about Yah, well, don't call him faking the phone. Because he's going to talk to you about Yah. He's going to bring that word to you and exhaust you in it. And I praise Yahweh for it, because when I get on the phone, I'm just learning. And I just sit back and smile and I just learn. But Psalm 69, what does it say in verse 36?
The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein.
And said, and they that love his what?
Name.
That love his name. See, once you begin to start loving Yah, you got to love his name. And this, I praise Yah because I love his name. That's why I got his name right on my wrist. I got his name right on my neck. I'm a representative of Yahweh's name. That's why I got to know. I praise Yah. One of the first things I had to figure out, it was so many different names, I had to figure out which one was Yahweh's. And the one that resonated with my spirit was the name Yahweh. And they tell you in some of your old King James versions that they took not Yahshua, not Yahweh, not all the other names that our people call the Most High. They didn't say they took that name out. They said they took Yahweh out. And then they put in Lord. And see, if you believe in Elohim, you're going to be established. And if you believe in his prophets, you're going to prosper. And Moray Elisha was a bona fide prophet. And when I seen him come in only one name, and that was the name of Yahweh, that was good enough for me. I said, I had to praise the mighty Yah. I'm praising Yahweh. And now here it is. I'm listening to brothers that bring the true and unadulterated word of Yah. And it's only one name they're doing it. Like Moray Ashaya, in the name of Yahweh. Moray Ashaya, in the name of Yahweh. Myself. And I don't think we'll be on to these secrets and truths that we're teaching today if it wasn't in the name of Yahweh. So you got to love Yahweh's name. Hallelujah. And also, go to Psalms 119 so I can drive this point home to you. I can't drive this point home to you enough, because you can't get enough of this. This right here, you just can't get enough of. And I'm going to show you what it is. You can't get enough of it if you love Yah. You can't get enough of it if you love many days that you may see good. If you love your own life, you can't get enough of this. Psalms 119, verse 97 says,
oh, how I love thy law.
I love your laws. Uh-huh.
It is my meditation all the day.
My meditation all the day. Because when you love something, I'm telling you, you're thinking about it. You thinking about it. That 2017 Impala you want? Are you thinking about that thing? When you go to work in them hours you putting in, you thinking about it. When you go to the bank and make them deposit, and you doing all the steps to get, you thinking about that thing all the time. I done been there. And I know how the thoughts work. You getting on that laptop and looking at it again. Okay, I'm getting you. Yeah, you're going to get it. But guess what? You ain't thought about the word of Yah all day. You ain't meditated on the word of Yah all day. But you're getting it. He says, oh, how I love thy law. Because if you love Yah, you're going to love this law. That's the only way to love Yah, is to love these laws. Go over to the 113th verse.
I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love.
Man, I hate these vain thoughts, because when you begin to really love the Most High, you hate them vain thoughts. Thinking about this vanity all the time. No. But your law do I love? Because this is how you love Yah. Go to Psalms, stay in this Psalms 119 and then verse 119. What does it say?
Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love thy testimony.
And therefore, I love your testimonies. Because to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about loving Yah with all your heart and soul. And the only way to do it is if you love his word. And if you love his word, you're speaking about his word. When you rise up, walking by the way, you're teaching them diligently to your children. When you sit us down, when you lay us down, that word is on your hand. The word is on your door, your post. Because it's everywhere. Because you love it. You love Yah. And Yahweh in your life is his word. What do it say in verse 159? And some people try to minimize these testimonies. No. These testimonies are the truth. The testimonies are telling you the truth. These are the words of Yah. And you can't minimize the testimonies. You got to love the testimonies. The Most High has given us the whole truth and nothing but, not just the truth. The Most High has given us the whole truth. That's why he got the law. He got testimonies. He got songs and proverbs. Because he given us the whole road. And we praising Yah that we got it today. He said in the latter days, knowledge is going to be increased. And we got the tool for it. Psalms 119, verse 159.
Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Yahweh, according to thy loving kindness.
Yes, quicken me according to your loving kindness. Because I love your precepts. I love your law. I love your testimonies. All these things are the very word of Yah. What else he say in 163? 119, verse 163.
I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love.
What it say in 165?
Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Yeah, then you hear the Most High said, I will keep him at perfect peace, that keep his mind stayed on me. And you keep your mind stayed on Yah by keeping your mind stayed on these words. You getting in the book and you reading and letting the Most High feed you. You letting the Most High hydrate your soul with the purest water on earth, which is this law. And then, what do it say in 167?
My soul hath kept thy testimonies, that I love them exceedingly.
My soul, it said, hold on, 167 says, my soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Because this is how you love Yah. You got to get into these laws, these testimonies, the statutes, the precepts, the judgments. because this is his word. And one thing you got to know about Yahweh's word, read it in Psalms 138. What do it say in verse 2?
I will worship toward thy...
Excuse me. Let's start at verse 1.
I will praise thee with my whole heart.
With the whole heart, I'm going to praise Yah. See, your heart got to praise Yah too. Because if you're sitting there dancing and getting funky, but your heart ain't praising Yah, your mouth praising Yah, but your heart ain't praising Yah, you just imagine yourself. Your wife make you a dish, but her hands did it. Her legs and feet did it, but her heart didn't do it. And you can tell when somebody's heart ain't in it. You can tell when somebody's heart's not in it. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the deities will I sing praise unto thee. Excuse me, that's not the deities. That's before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Because this God is talking about the gods. The Most High said, my sons are gods. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to praise Yah in the midst of his saints. In the midst of the little junior gods. And also, go ahead.
I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Yes, and we're going to praise Yahweh's name. And you know why? Because of his loving kindness. His loving kindness, which is Yahweh's mercy. And also, we're going to praise him for his truth. Like I said, the testimonies, it's about the truth. And if we don't know the truth, how can we connect? How can we know? You can read about Abraham. We need to know about Abraham. That's where we come from. That's our father. How are we going to know about Isaac and Jacob if the Most High didn't lay these testimonies of truth out here for us? Well, we can look back, man, they was in captivity, man. I need to know what they did and what was acceptable to Yah. And we seen what our people did when they was in captivity, what they did in the wilderness. And you know, the main thing we supposed to see is what Yahweh thought about it. What did Yahweh say about it? And if he said it's good, then you know you're good. But if he said it's not, then you know it's not. But Yahweh has magnified his word above his name. And we're going to love Yahweh's name. We're going to praise Yahweh's name. But his word, you can't just talk when it comes to his word. You can't just talk when it comes to his word. You got to bring your heart and soul into it. It got to come into fruition. You got to start nailing that word up. You got to start teaching that word. You got to start reading that word. And you walk that word out. You be a living light of what that word is. And let me show you this. Lastly on the word of Yah in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Let's start at verse 45.
And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel.
Yeah, just take with you these words. This is words is powerful. This is what this whole thing is about, is words. But we ain't talking about any words. This is the words of Yah. But words, period, is powerful. Go ahead.
And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day.
Yes, set your love to it. Because your heart, this is where the love comes from. When you start setting your heart to it, this is setting your love, your affection.
Uh-huh. Which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing shall ye prolong your days in the land whether you go over Jordan to possess it.
See, this thing is literally, the Most High wasn't just giving you some vain words when he spoke this verse. These not vain words. He said, this is not a vain thing for you because this is your life, literally. Our life, literally. And through this thing, ye should prolong your days. And I taught a presentation that this word is literally life. This word will literally heal you. You got high blood pressure, just get into the word. You thirsty, get into the word. You hungry, get into the word. It's called mind over matter. As soon as this word get into your mind, into your heart, then you over the matter. You over the matter because the Most High said, now I'm going to put you in perfect peace. You can get to that water later. But ain't no more important water than this water. Ain't no more important food than this food. This brings me to Deuteronomy 8. This is why the Most High said in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, I just got to read it. In the second verse,
and thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart.
Because the Allah Most High, he looking for not those that fear him and walk in his way. He looking for those that do the whole thing. He looking for those that really love him, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's why he's trying to see what's in your heart, because that's where the love is. Keep going.
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh doth man live.
Yeah, so once you got Yah, we live. You fear Yah, you walk in his ways, and you love him, you serve him with all your heart, soul, and might, and keeping his commandments and statutes. This is what you call strength. See, it said three cord is not easily broken. But think about a cord with four. It's even stronger. Think about a cord with five. It's even stronger. Then a cord with six, and then a cord with seven. That thing's so strong, you can't even move it. And that's what Yahweh said about the righteous. He said the righteous will not be moved. They will not be moved. They're going to be like a mountain. Why you think Yahweh called us Zion? You can't move us. You can't do nothing with us. So I just wanted to show you that this is how you love Yah. You love Yah by loving his name. And more importantly, you love Yah by loving his word. And if you love his word is going to be continually in your mouth. It's going to be continually in your meditations. But let me shine a light onto you about this love. Like I said, it's a knowledge and understanding that you have to receive to love Yah, because if you get into this word and it's a burden, you get into this word and it don't make you feel good, well, then you don't love his word. See, when he said love me, well, you love Yah by loving his word. But now I'm about to show you how to love his word. And even further, I'm going to show you how to love Yah. Go to the book of Psalms, the first chapter. And I praise Yah because we have a servant of Yah, a servant of Yah in our midst, that Yahweh is dealing strongly with. And you know he's dealing strongly with this man because of the words that Yahweh is revealing to him, the secrets, the hidden things, the wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And when you see the blessings of Yah with somebody, you have to respect it. You have to honor it. And I tell you that this man is leading the way before us now. And here it is, through Yah, and then through this man, Moriah Shaya, we're teaching every day. And I praise Yahweh for it, because now I got to be in His word every day. See, when I'm just teaching on the Sabbath day, and I've been doing it for over 3 years now, I tend to skip some days. I'm just a man just like y'all. I got to get right just like y'all. But I ain't missing no Sabbaths. But now I gotta stay prepared. Because I got to teach, and that now I never know which day I might. He might call me tomorrow and teach again. So I got to constantly be in His word. And you know what? I already know this about Yah's word. It's strengthening me. It's causing me to consider the things that I'm supposed to be considering. How can I sit around and eat certain things that I eat and I call myself loving Yah? How can I sit around and not be meditating and reading His word all the time? How can I wake up any day? If I love Yah, it shouldn't be not one day that I forget my Yah. What the kind of business is that? That you wake up and you don't praise Yah? You don't talk about Yah with your family? Talking about His word when you're walking by the way? But see, when you get into this word, you'll start feeling how, my goodness, that's pure weakness. That's pure foolishness. So I praise Yah that the Most High is pushing me. The Most High is exercising me to get into this word every single day and to labor in it. And one thing about me, and I praise Yah, I love His word. That's why I praise Yah I'm here today. Go ahead to Psalms 1. It says, blessed the man
that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Which means you don't want to listen and walk in the words of a wicked person. You don't want to walk in the ways of sinners. And you don't want to sit in the seat of the scornful. Because when you sit in the seat of the scornful, you're going to have a bunch of words of scorning that you're just sitting listening to. And words, I tell you people, is powerful. Yah's words is the most powerful, but words is powerful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you sitting in a seat and listen to some words, and you allow your, no, you better get up and flee. Because these words will affect you. They will penetrate you in some kind of way. But keep reading.
But His delight is in the law of Yahweh. In His law does He meditate day and night.
And see, there it is, people. It's certain knowledge and understanding that's going to allow you to know what Yahweh love is. When you look up this word love, it means affection. When you look up affection and you study that, it means to delight in something, to desire something. See, when you love a food, you delight in it. You desire it. You love a woman. You delight in it. You desire it. You love a man. Whatever you love, it becomes your delight, your desire. And see, Yahweh loves His people. That's why we His delight and we His desire. But we don't love Yah. We don't love His word. That's why it's not a delight. It's not a desire. He said, but see, blessed is this man because, excuse me, he delight in the laws of Yah. See, now it's getting you closer. This is why different words is used to get you to understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. But with all you're getting, you got to get understanding. And to love Yah's word is to delight in it. Uh-huh.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Yeah, because that's what the law is. It's a river of the best water that you can ever get yourself next to. And when you get yourself next to this water, you're going to be like a tree. And we know how long trees live. As long as they don't get sick and diseased, they live forever. But how can a tree get sick and diseased when it's living by the freshest, blessed water on the earth, which is the water of Yahweh's laws? It says he's going to bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, going to prosper. Why do you think in Joshua, the first chapter, the Most High said, listen, take these words that I command you. Read these words day and night and do according to all that's written therein, that then thou shalt prosper whithersoever thou goest, and then thou shalt have good success. Because that's what the law is. You got to meditate in it day and night. You got to delight in it, and you're going to be like a tree, and whatsoever you do it, going to prosper. Let me show you this, people. The reason we got kicked out the land in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. See, this one, I call brothers like my father, Moray Ishiah, and Moray Ishiah. I get to talking about Yah with them. You can hear the delight through the phone. You can feel the delight. It's like we talking about, if you look at some people talk about money, you would think we were talking about money. The way we be talking about Yah, we be talking about numbers too. If we talking about numbers, because we talking about Yahweh's order. People think we talking about money. They talking about money. Let me get in closer. Oh no, they ain't talking about money. They talking about some funny numbers. No, these ain't no funny numbers. These funny numbers you got. We talking about the realest numbers on earth. But in Deuteronomy 28, watch this, people. The 47th verse.
Because thou servest not Yahweh, thy Elohim, with joyfulness and gladness of heart.
See, you ain't serving Yah. See, this king, he did that which was right in the sight of Yah. But he not serving Yah with joyfulness, gladness of heart. And where is love? It's in the heart. And when you got love in your heart for Yah, you got gladness. See, your love for Yah is different than love for anything else. Because love for Yah is always going to come for gladness. It would never be for madness to love Yah. You would never have a reason to be mad at Yah. Even when he corrects you, he said, don't be weary of my correction, for whom I love, that's who I correct. And when you in tune with Yah, you love Yah for his correction. If you just prospering in your wickedness, you better take a moment and be scared. Because, man, he letting you prosper in your wickedness? It might mean he don't love you. Oh, my goodness, Yahweh don't love you. Maybe it's because you don't love him. But keep reading.
Therefore, thou shalt serve thine enemies.
And read that verse one more time.
Because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things.
See, now you're going to be in want of all things. See, there is no want to them that fear Yah. There is no want to them that's walking in Yah's ways, that love him, that serve him with all their heart, soul, and might, and keeping his commandments and statutes. There is no want to them, because they serve in Yah for the abundance of all things. Like, man, I can't wait till the Sabbath day come around. I'm about to keep this Sabbath day. I'm about to delight in it, because I'm trying to get me a blessing. That's how you gotta get personal with this thing. I'm about to where my friend is, and I'm about to clean myself up. The Most High said, blesses the undefiled in the way. I'm about to get on my diet. Why? Because I'm trying to be blessed. I'm trying to serve Yah with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. But see, we get to serving other things and serving other people for the abundance of all things, and put Yah on the back burner as if all things don't come from him anyway. Well, I tell you, people, you don't have to work so hard. when you're working for Yah. You can labor in his word, but when it comes to these blessings, you don't have to work so hard for it. And then you work so hard and still never get it. Work so hard and you're still in a hole. Because you done forgotten Yah from whence all your blessings come from anyway. So we got to delight ourselves in Yah because he said, you delight in me. You delight in my word. Then whatsoever you do is going to prosper. You don't believe that? Well, of course, you might not believe it when you don't believe in his word. It's just some little black words on a page like any other book. These words ain't living. These words ain't no different than another book. Well, I'm going to tell you, people, this word, there's nothing like it. It's one of a kind, all to us. There's nothing like this book. And one day we're going to show you the superiority that this book has to all books. This book has more truth in it than all these books combined. So this is why we was kicked out the land. This is why he said in the 48th verse, therefore shalt thou serve your enemies. You know why? Because you didn't serve me with joyfulness and gladness of heart. You weren't keeping the Sabbath day and enjoying in it. You weren't paying your tithes and joint. You was crying over your tithes. Crying because you got to give me a tenth. Crying because you got to stop working on the Sabbath day. Murmuring because you got to take a year off and you got to give your servants and your maid servants rest. Oh, these things we didn't like. We wanted to keep going and keep. We want to do our own thing. We want to serve ourselves and our own wicked heart. So Yahweh said, listen, it's time for y'all to go because you don't even love me. You don't got no delight, no rejoicing in me. And all I want to do is rejoice over my people. But you don't even want to rejoice in me. Paying your tithes. All I'm doing, telling you to do is take the tithes and rejoice with it. And come before me and praise me and rejoice. All I'm doing is tell you to take these tithes and let other people rejoice. And I'm telling you to do this so you can learn my fear. And I'm telling you to do this so I can continue to bless you. And keep you right where you at, where you can just keep doing the things that you're doing. Which is rejoicing. Go to Isaiah 58. This is how the love of Yah looks like. If you ain't delighting in this word, you ain't delighting in Saturday, you ain't delighting when you going in your pockets, you taking out them tithes and offerings, and you happy as all get out, and you looking at things so fast, you put it in a box, if you ain't delighting in it, you must not love the Most High. Isaiah 58, start at verse 13.
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh.
Yeah, you got to call the Sabbath a delight. And the Most High is talking to Israel. And the reason why this Sabbath is a delight for us more than any other people, because the Most High made this as a sign between him and us. The Sabbath day is like our wedding ring. It's a sign of our marriage. It's a sign that we belong to him and he belong to us. See, Yahweh don't belong to nobody. But he belonged to Israel. And I'm going to show you that he belonged to Israel. And Israel belonged to him. He are Elohim. He's ours. And we got to embrace that, people. We got to cleave to that. Why you think in Psalms 147, he said, my statutes and judgments I've given unto Israel. And as far as the other nations, they ain't known them. Because he's given it to us. Because he made a covenant, a promise that he will be our Elohim. When he chose Abraham, the covenant of circumcision, the promise was that Yah would be our Elohim. And he was going to give us a land that's the best. a land that he said his eyes is upon from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. But of course, we defiled it and he spooled us up out of there. But he said, you got to call it a delight. Holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not just with your mouth. This is talking about your feet, not your pleasure feet, not your vain feet, your feet that want to do your own ways, dance to your own beat and music. This is talking about the feet that's bringing a sacrifice of righteousness, the feet that's delighting in Yah, the feet that's honoring Yah with the heart and soul, not just with the mouth. And it says what?
Not doing thy own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thy own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh.
Now you're going to delight yourself in Yah. See, the Most High said it. He said in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, he said, it's going to come a time where you're going to return to me. In the latter days, you're going to return to me. You and your children with all your heart and soul. Y'all going to do it. But he said, then I'm going to circumcise your heart to love me. Because he's going to take our hearts to the next step where we're going to be full-fledged in love with the Most High. And this is what he's saying. You keep the Sabbath day, then shall thou delight yourself in Yah, because this is the blessing. This is what's going to happen. You're going to delight yourself in Yah, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I'm going to feed you with the heritage of Yaakov, your father, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. And people, when he speaks it, ain't nothing more powerful on this earth. There's nothing more powerful in the heavens than when Yahweh speaks. Go to Psalm 40. And start at verse 5.
Many, O Yahweh, my Elohim, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts, which are unto usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me.
Yeah, that's what you better come. You better come in the volume of the book. You better come and establish the matter. If you know the truth, if you know what Yahweh desires, he says, sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. He know Yahweh didn't desire that because he know the volume of the book. He knows the words of Yah. Lo, it's written of me.
I delight to do thy will. O my Elohim, yea, thy law is within my heart.
Oh, Yah, this is what I delight to do. I delight to do your will. Because I know that obedience is better than sacrifice. And I know that if I obey and do your will, and I know that if your law is in my heart, and if I delight to do your will, then I know that you're going to know I love you. And Yahweh said, I'm going to honor them that honor me. He said, I am merciful to him. He said, I'm merciful to him that's merciful. And if you love Yah, do you think he's not going to love you? Showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So, yes, this is about sacrifice of righteousness. I delight to do thy will, O my Elohim. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. That's what the law got to be. Can't just be in your mouth. And if you're talking about this law all the time, though, and you're meditating on it all the time, and you're delighting in it, well, that's a pure sign to me that that law must be in your heart. Because only way your soul is going to exemplify something like that is if you love Yah. Only way your heart and soul is going to carry out something like that is if you love the Most High. Couple more verses, and I can't get into the whole heat because loving Yah. And let me show you why, because if you go to Jeremiah, the third chapter, you can start at verse 11.
And Yahweh said unto me, the backsliding Israel had justified herself more than treacherous Yehuda. Go and proclaim these words, saith, towards the north, and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahweh, and I will not cast, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith Yahweh. And I will not keep anger forever.
Yeah, the Most High delights in loving kindness. When he said, I'm merciful, I'm a loving kind Elohim, and I delight in it. Uh-huh.
Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against Yahweh,
all you
thy
do
Elohim.
Is humble yourself and acknowledge your foolishness, acknowledge your wickedness. Let me know from your heart that you know you was wrong.
And hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yah, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you into Zion.
He said, for I'm married to you. The Most High, this is a marriage, people. The Most High has called himself a husband. And we always ask, I know a lot of us think like, man, does Yahweh have a wife? Does Yahweh have a wife? Well, Yahweh is not like man. But yes, Yahweh has a wife. Yes, he does. And you know who his wife is? We see her all the time. All you got to do is look into the mirror. Oh, backsliding children of Israel. We are his wife. And that's why we all need to be reading Proverbs 31. And stop doing evil to our husband. We got to all read Proverbs 31. But what do it say further?
Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yah, if I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when you be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith Yah, that they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yah, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, and neither shall that be done any.
Isaiah 49. Verse 16, it says, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Isaiah 49:16. That's how you know that we, Yahs and Yahweh, is ours. He got our name engraved upon the palm of his hand. He said, I'm married to you, O Israel. All you got to do is just turn back to me. Repent. Humble yourself, acknowledge your sins, and the Most High will cleanse you from all of it. He said, can a woman divorce a man and go with another man and come back to the man she was with before? No, you can't do that. But Yahweh said, I done took you back because Yahweh is not like man. He can take us back, and he has taken us back. After we done been up under every green tree, after we done laid down with all the idols of the earth, we done committed adultery with these idols. You know what? Because we defile our marriage with Yah. And if you want to love Yahweh, people, a husband, your husband is your king, your master. You got to find out not only the first thing is his name, his word and his name, and delight in it, but you got to also find out what do your husband delight in? What are the things that he delight in? That way you can start entertaining some of them things. If not all them things. Too often we're just thinking about ourselves and what we delight in, what's our desire. But what about your husband's desire? What about your wife's desire? See, Yahweh all about our desires. He blesses us. That's all he want to do. But when it comes to his desires and the things that please him, we don't want to even know about it. And this is at the end of the show. Radio blog, nothing but the truth. We've been talking about the seven requirements of Yah. The third requirement is to love him. And we're going to keep bringing this truth to you because it's a deep well. But until tomorrow and the next day, I love you. Yahweh loves you. Shalom, shalom.
Cover.